Two warming centers in Richmond, at Brighouse Park and South Armpool, are set to close next week. When the Richmond news dropped by Brighouse Park last Monday evening, a couple dozen people were milling around outside the center. Among those staying in the park, unhoused, was a young woman who is 7 months pregnant. Close to the Brighouse Warming Center, which also serves as a drop-in center for unhoused people during the day, there are tents where other unhoused people are staying. Here Dwayne Kuiber has set up his tent, furnished with a couple of chairs and with his food stored in a bag hanging high in the tent to discourage rodents. Kuiber said that in addition to the 30 people usually staying at the warming center, there are usually about 30 more in the park. The Brighouse daytime drop-in center helps those who are unhoused so much, Kuiber explained, with showers, laundry and support such as help navigating the legal system. Any help I've asked for, they're on top of it, Kuiber said. But when the overnight warming center closes next week, those sleeping there will be hooped, he explained. The province funded the emergency cold weather shelter, and it was meant to be open when the temperature dropped below a certain point. However, the city added funding so it could stay open every night until April 14, instead of only during extreme weather. The city is now actively reviewing what to do once these centers close on April 14, according to the mayor of Richmond, although he couldn't give details. As for longer-term solutions, Mayor Malcolm Brody said city staff are in continuous talks with the province to get more supportive housing. Housing for those who have no homes is always a discussion with BC Housing, Brody said. As of April 15, homeless services in Richmond will comprise of the Shelter Richmond House in Ironwood and the Brighouse Daytime Drop-In Center. The Ironwood Shelter, however, also houses refugees and asylum seekers, shutting out others needing shelter. Last year, about 32% of its beds were occupied by refugees and asylum seekers, according to statistics compiled by the shelter. City Council recently asked the federal government to fund these beds or find alternative housing for people who are arriving in Richmond after fleeing other countries. More homeless people appearing in Richmond. Outreach worker Hugh Freiberg, who delivers meals 6 nights a week to those who are unhoused, prepared by various Richmond churches, said he's finding more and more homeless people, especially those sleeping in cars or other vehicles. Freiberg scouts out people living outdoors to bring them food, with other homeless people pointing out where there are new people in need. He estimates the people staying at and around the two warming centers are just a quarter of the homeless population in Richmond. Some people who were displaced a couple of months ago from an encampment in Vancouver on Marine Drive have relocated to Richmond. This includes Theo Wilson, who grew up in Richmond and worked for years as a welder in the oil and gas industry. When the Marpole encampment was broken up and fenced off, he ended up living in a tent near Vanguard Road, with the Holiday Inn in the background. Wilson said people often assume all homeless people are doing drugs, but this isn't always the case, he said. Many look disheveled and unkempt because they are hungry and weak. They're struggling because they're fatigued, Wilson told the news on Friday. I haven't had water all day. Currently, the meals Freiberg delivers are being prepared by several churches in Richmond that have formed the Richmond Food Aid Delivery Coalition. About 25,000 meals are delivered annually at a cost of more than $100,000. These costs are largely borne by the churches with donations from some businesses, Union Gospel Mission and the local food bank. In January, after hearing from Food Aid Coalition members, including Freiberg, City Council voted unanimously to look into what support could be given to the 15 nonprofits in Richmond that are providing emergency meals to food-insecure individuals. This could be either in-kind services, people or funding. This report is being finalized and is expected to come to City Council shortly. This year's city budget includes the hiring of two outreach workers. One has been hired and the other is expected to be hired shortly, according to the city. Anyone wishing to support the Richmond Food Aid Coalition can contact Church on 5 at office@churchonfive.ca. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter.